Welcome to the jungle, hour number two. Can I get a deck of yeah? When do I play that? I play that almost every Friday. So, let me wish all of you a very happy Friday. Tremendous Friday. What's cracking? What are you doing this weekend? It's Friday. It's Friday. Am I right, Becca? It's Friday. Am I right, Becca? She knows it. I know it. Hey, Rome, look at a calendar, man. It's not Friday. It is for me. I'm not here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like I said, that joke was a lot funnier before the pandemic. Every day is Friday. Every day is Wednesday. Every day is Monday. It's blur day. It's one long freaking day. Come on, man. Another reason to hate this thing. I don't have as many jokes. It's all right. I'm looking at the silver lining. So, I am off tomorrow. Bill Ryder is going to be in studio here in Southern California. This is going to be my first day during the pandemic that I have had a day off where I've not been in studio. I was at home yesterday talking to my boys, Jake and Logan, a.k.a. Rogan Loam. And I said, yo, boys, good news. Pops is off for the next 2 days. And Logan looks at me and says, why? Why do you have days off? I said, why do I have days off? Hey, Rogan, I have days off because I haven't had one yet this year. That's why. Is that all right with you, son? I know Logan's like, oh, yeah, no, it's cool, Dad. It's great. I'm happy for you. That's a lie. Logan's like, great. Now the old man's going to be here all day.
You're a liar.
Can't run my scam. 1-800-636-8686. Going back to the end of last hour, we had that caller, Arthur in Arizona, who all of a sudden out of nowhere says, hey, you know, first of all, Hawk, didn't he tell you he went to Calabasas High School? Or you got that confused? All right, he said to Hawk, he went to Calabasas High School, class of 79. He said to me on air, I went to Canoga Park High School, and my girlfriend went to Calabasas High School. Hey, but Rome, you came to my house for a party, and I think it was 1978.
You came to my house in Agoura for a party. I believe it was 1978.
Bro, I was not doing house parties at age 14. I mean, people probably were. I just wasn't one of those people because I was kind of like a loser. I didn't have a crew. I didn't go to house parties. If I went to a house party in Agoura in 78, I would have remembered, especially if it had a band, even if I've never heard of that band. So I think, like, I'm not that big of a deal at all, but I've seen this over time. People will come up to me and say, hey, Rome, remember when you and I did this? And I know for a fact we didn't. So I don't know if you tell yourself something enough times, you start to believe it. That guy truly believed it. Arthur's just like, oh, no, Rome, you were there. You were there. Arthur, look at me, Arthur. Listen to me carefully. Dude, I was not there. You know how I know? Because I never went to one house party in Agoura, much less yours. So if I never went to one, I know for a fact I wasn't at yours. Rich Micklebus tweets, Romy, remember when you and I went hiking on Mount Everest in 1984 to see Disturbed live with the Dalai Lama? Janet was there. Good times. Oh, ah. I probably was more likely to climb Mount Everest to see Disturbed than I was to go to a house party in Agoura. And Hitman Canadian tweets, welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome
signed
party,
Arthur.
Pal.
John in New York. Jim.
Hey, John.
With screening like that, you might as well take the calls direct. Right. Why bother screening them? They're never what Hawk tells me they are anyway. 143C1 tweets, that was some nice screening of calls by that phone slap. Not Total Big E tweets, War Freaking Incubus. It's a great band. It's an amazing band. Regardless of where they went to high school, they just happened to go to my high school, which makes it even better. Quickly to the phones, and then we talk about that snitch. Narc Bra. Let's go to Marin County. Greg in Marin. What's going up, Greg? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Pip in the Box? Hey, happy Tuesday to you. Hey, check this, bro. I remember, you know, you and I saw the Led Zeppelin open up 1969, I think, in Calabasas. They opened up for the Rolling Stones. That was amazing, man. And thanks for coming to my keg party. That was so awesome. Hey, check this out. Hey, War Niners going to the Super Bowl next year and winning it this time. I'm out, bro.
Nice job, bro. Greg, my man. Dude, that was so amazing. Remember when you and I saw Zepp at my house in Calabasas in 69? I remember that like it was yesterday, and I was 5. My man understands. That was incredible. Robert Plant, Zepp, the whole band, everybody in my backyard in Calabasas in 69, he was there. It's always good to get a blast from the past like that. My friends coming out of the woodwork. All right, so this next topic is a little inside jungle. It's going to require a little bit of a reset. Now, I'm not going to rehash the entire thing, but I've got to go back for a second to make sure that if you're listening, you can follow along. Earlier this month, a legendary caller and a former Smack-Off champ named Silk Bra tweeted a pic of a beach volleyball game to his local police department in Huntington Beach. And he tweeted to the cops to, quote, come down and arrest these kooks, end quote. That was a tweet. A picture with that caption. That snitch job might have lived on Twitter exclusively and not seen the light of day beyond Twitter if not for Brad in Corona's telephone call about it the very next day right here.
Silk Bra in Huntington Beach took to Twitter to narc out 4 dudes playing beach volleyball. The dude added his local police department with the photo, and they responded as though they actually cared about this garbage. After that narking, Silk took a victory lap on the Petros and Money show, congratulating himself for keeping the town of Huntington Beach safe from people enjoying themselves outside. Silk, you need to chill out, brah. You're cracking, man. Narc.
Narc, brah.
B-I-C, brah. There's your defending champ. But Silk Bra is a former champ. And Silk Bra has pretty much floated through the jungle for the past 2 decades. And for the most part, he's been the lovable beach bum. Yet he was quickly glossed a snitch, a narc, a communist, a socialist, and a rat. Now, I said it then, I'll say it now. I'm not taking sides. I'm just taking phone calls. Speaking of which, Silk did call in the very next day. And he didn't try to make an excuse. In fact, he doubled down on his efforts to clean up the beach by any means necessary. Even if those means were tagging his local police department in a tweet with a picture of 4 volleyball players. Damn, Alvy. I just thought of something in the middle of that. I had a thought in the middle of the thought. I owe you a minute, don't I? That'll happen.
No!
Alvy, you got to get on top of your stuff, man. Dude, you're the one who keeps me straight on those minutes. All right, so anyway. Silk is not making excuses. He's not trying to explain it. He doubled down. And I'm not going to lie. I respect Narc Bra for not backing down. You may not, but I do. That narc, he's got principles. That rat has integrity. He's not coming off it. So, fast forward to this week. A lot has changed in America since Brad's telephone call. Now golf courses and restaurants and certain stores are beginning to slowly reopen. And as they do, they're trying to figure out exactly how they can run their business, and in the world that has changed, how can they do this while adhering to certain guidelines? In an agenda sent out to the Huntington Beach City Council, a few local business owners proposed that restaurants be allowed to open up seating outdoors. Now, that'd be a major step in the return to normalcy here in Cali. Every single restaurant in California has been takeout only. So a few places want approved outdoor seating. And in a proposal to the city council, these business owners cited a study from Lithuania, in which outdoor seating at restaurants had been successful and safe. So they were quick to cite that study. The proposal in Huntington Beach was a topic at a town hall meeting, which was open to the public on Wednesday. And guess who in the hell showed up to voice his opinion on that matter? That's freaking right. The official, unofficial mayor of HB. And give this a listen. I'm talking about Narkbra.
Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I've been here since 72, lived here my whole life. There's some people out there who don't even live here. I don't mind a phased reopening. That's fine. But there's been no enforcement of any of the guidelines. Mayor, I saw your video, which was great. You told people to pay attention to the guidelines of the beach, but nobody's enforcing it. I see in the proposal here from the two council members that it mentions strict rules and adherence to those rules, but who's going to enforce it? I also noticed that the example given was from Vilnius, Lithuania, and that's great. No disrespect to the Baltic republics, and my wife is Latvian descent, but we couldn't find an example west of the Mississippi. Whatever they did in Vilnius is going to be okay. Like I said, I don't mind a phased reopening, but there's been no enforcement. When 4th of July got out of hand, the city council and the police department, they enforced rules about drinking in your front lawn. People didn't like it, but the word got out. Don't come to Huntington. Don't burn couches. Don't destroy property. And now 4th of July is a great time in Huntington. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
Straight concern citizen fire. Bro, if you could talk that kind of smack on this show, you would be Brad. You'd be a 10-time champ. Now, we can't play the video here, but know this. Silkbra showed up to this town hall meeting exactly as you would expect. Close your eyes and imagine, envision Snitchbra. What do you think he looks like? Exactly. High top Van sneakers, board shorts, a surf shirt, a Long Beach State hat, and an LA Chargers mask. Because nothing says take me seriously quite like showing up in board shorts and a Long Beach State hat. Silk even dropped what appeared to be a Shaka Bra hand gesture to the mayor and the city council as he dropped that microphone, left the microphone. Now, you might have some trouble believing that that was Silk, so I took the liberty of tightening up the audio just so you can be assured that it was really him, because I know some of you listening were like, it kind of sounds like him, but there are a couple of fake Silks, and the Silk I know does not have fire like that. I went back, I tightened it up, and this is, in fact, evidence that was our Silk.
Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Bruh.
I've been here since 72, lived here my whole life. There's some people out there who don't even live here.
Bruh.
I don't mind a phased reopening. That's fine. But there's been no enforcement of any of the guidelines.
Bruh.
Mayor, I saw your video, which was great.
Bruh.
You told people to pay attention to the guidelines of the beach, but nobody's enforcing it.
Bruh.
I also noticed that the example given was from Vilnius, Lithuania.
Bruh.
And that's great. No disrespect to the Baltic republics. And my wife is Latvian descent.
My wife is still working at 100%. Her business is actually up about 65%.
But
bruh,
we couldn't find an example west of the Mississippi.
Bruh.
Boy, I'll tell you, Silk, I know you're a concerned citizen, but why do you got to keep flexing on how well your wife's business is doing in the midst of this pandemic? And for you to get up in front of the city council and do it, it's one thing to do it here in the jungle, but for you to get up at a town hall meeting and tell those city council members that your wife's business is killing it, that's a bit much, brah. That's a bit much. But that was him. How do I know it was him? The numerous bras and the fact that he was again showing off about his wife's business. Did you notice how many times he also brought up his desire to see some damn enforcement? This dude does not want your guidelines. He wants your freaking hammer, HB.
There's been no enforcement of any of the guidelines, but nobody's enforcing it. But who's going to enforce it? There's been no enforcement. They enforce rules about drinking in your front lawn. Enforcement, enforcing, enforce, enforcement, enforce, enforcing.
He ain't playing. You call him Narkbra. I call him Enforcer bra.
Bra.
This guy wants enforcement, damn it. What good are rules if nobody is enforcing them? And how about my guy teeing off on the Baltic republics?
I also noticed that the example given was from Vilnius, Lithuania, and that's great. No disrespect to the Baltic republics, but we couldn't find an example west of the Mississippi. Whatever they did in Vilnius is going to be okay.
Fire. Man, those four walls were melting. Whenever someone says no disrespect intended, you know somebody is about to get disrespected, and somebody just did. Silk ain't having that study from Lithuania. That's not good enough for him. He wants some proven results this side of the Mississippi, and you better damn well get them for him, HB. Guess who else was there? Guess who else attended that meeting? I will give you a hint. If there is a smack-off champion in the building, who is always right behind him? My man, Richie Flores, a.k.a. Dick Flowers.
I'm not angry or anything. I just wanted to say good luck with putting it all back together for us. We appreciate it. I was reading through the agenda, and I'm looking through Google. I was just curious, this Lithuania, where did that come from exactly, and why is that an example? Or am I not allowed to ask a question?
Sir, we can't engage in a back and forth, so go ahead with your comments.
No, it's just interesting to me because the last thing I can find is May 7th, and the Lithuania reference is just really bizarre to me. Other than that, I support Huntington Beach, and good luck with what you do for us. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that.
Doesn't sound like you appreciate it at all, Richie. Check these dudes out. Man, they freaking hate that Lithuania study so much. Man, don't you ever, ever bring in Baltic Republic stats in front of Silk and Richie. Man, this is HB, not the BR. This is HB, not freaking Lithuania.
Why is that an example?
Answer my question. And no, clones, I don't know if Flores wrote Silk's speech. Now, you might hate these guys for taking their narc act to City Hall. I'm going to go the other way. These two dudes, to me, are not narcs. They're not snitches. They are concerned citizens. They took time out of their day to go down to City Hall and let their voices be heard. You're killing them on Twitter. They're killing their elected officials in person. You tell me what's more impressive. It's a big difference. Tip of the hat to the concerned jungle dweller who wore a hat. A Long Beach State hat. Tip of the hat to concerned jungle dweller citizens of Huntington Beach. Way to show up. Way to show up and represent. Way to run smack on Lithuanian case studies.
No disrespect.
Way to dress up for the occasion. And way to hit the entire city hall with shaka bra, hand gestures on the way out the door. Because you best believe that Dick Flowers did the same thing. Unless they were just flashing gang signs at him. No, they were shaka bra signs. You gotta love how the two tightest wound guys are giving hang loose signs on their way out the building. Keep doing you, Silk Bra. Keep doing you, Richie Bra. They may all hate you both, but I respect it.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate that.
No, she didn't. She did not appreciate those comments
at all. Sir,
we can't
engage in a back and forth, so go ahead with your comments.
Sir, we will not engage in a back and forth. Don't you ask us about the Lithuania studies that we're citing.
No disrespect to the Baltic republics, but...
No disrespect to the Baltic republics.
No disrespect.
Did he then chase that with some of my best friends reside in the Baltic republics? I think what he said was my wife is of Latvian descent.
And my wife is Latvian descent.
Yeah, not only is she of Latvian descent, but she's up 60% in the pandemic. How do I know that? because Narc Bros says it every time he calls.
Her business is actually up about 65%.
But
65%, brah. My bad. Silk, brah. I got your back, dude. You know I do. You know I do. I got you, Silk. I got you. That was an incredible performance at City Hall, Silk. Good job. Well done. It might be you, me, and Richie against the JTP, but I'm here for you, Silk. I got you. Way to go. Way to go. And the other thing, I want to make this very clear. I think, and I might be wrong, but I don't think he's saying we can't have restaurants opening up their patios. I think what he's saying is we can do it, but we have to do it responsibly. We have to do it and follow guidelines. And you have to enforce the guidelines. It's not enough just to have the guidelines if you're not going to enforce the guidelines. Am I right, Snitch Bra?
Enforcing.
I don't want to put words into your mouth, but it seems to me the one thing you're asking for, Rat, is enforcement. Am I right?
There's been no enforcement of any of the guidelines.
Unbelievable. Good job, Silk. Taking his act to City Hall. Your thoughts, your reaction. All right, now that you've heard him lay it out like that, and you've heard the conviction in his voice, do you still think he's a narc? Do you still think he's a rat? Do you still think he's a snitch? Do you still think he's dropping dimes on people? Or do you now understand him better? Do you like and respect what you just heard? Clones, I said this was your hour. Take advantage of it right now, because at the top, I've got my guy Bryant McFadden. Then I've got Mo Williams. Then I have Alvin's 4 days that were. So you're running out of time already. 1-800-636-8686. I need to take a time out. Alvy and I have a little business to tend to. Stay with it. Your phone calls are next.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, get connected on CBS Sports Network as we bring you big names and big surprises. This week, Tracy Wolfson catches up with Muffet McGraw and Bob Huggins, along with some unexpected Zoom visitors on CBS Sports Network. This is not going well for Snitch Bra. Many of the clones went from not liking him to thinking he's the biggest bag who ever lived. I'm not one of them. Straight up, the guy didn't do anything wrong. Not only did he not do anything wrong, he did something right. He's a concerned citizen. Silk, it might be you and me against the world, but I got you. He didn't do anything wrong. But try telling that to the world. As an example, here is some of the reaction. Wells in the 720. Get off me. Signed Wells. No, just kidding. Get off me. No, the world to Wells. Get off me. You're crushing me. Just kidding, Wells.
Get off me.
Signed Lithuania.
I mean,
D-Rod.
Seriously, dude. Just get off of me.
D-Rod in the 925. Took time out of their day. What the hell does a substitute teacher have to do in the shutdown? Make his wife lunch? At East Bay Troy tweets, thanks for that, Jimmy. Any chance you have audio of Ira Craig speaking out on public restroom cleanliness? If it existed, I would have it, so no. S.A. Sports Honk tweets, Rome, the HB City Council would have taken Silk's and Dick Flowers' comments more seriously if they had shown up in the head and ass of a horse costume. David McRibbon 12 tweets, Vilnius rules for everyone, brah. War, no enforcement. Stucknuts in. I left the XR4TI to get away from the clones. FML. Signed, Councilman Robert Dasmati. At OM Glancy. I am waiting for someone to run, Narc Bra, during that rant.
Next speaker, please.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I've been here since 72, lived here my whole life. There's some people out there who don't even live here. I don't mind a phased reopening. That's fine. But there's been no enforcement of any of the guidelines. Mayor, I saw your video, which was great. You told people to pay attention to the guidelines of the beach, but nobody's enforcing it. I see in the proposal here from the two council members that it mentions strict rules and adherence to those rules.
I want to correct something I said. I said that he showed up and addressed a council member. He addressed the mayor like that. He lit the mayor up and a couple of council members. Not only did he address the mayor with that disdain and disrespect, he called the mayor, wait for it, a kook in a tweet after the meeting. Damn. Silk bra.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening, kooks. You're all a bunch of kooks.
Kook.
Good evening, Mayor Kook.
Kook.
Good evening, Mayor McKook.
Kook.
1-800-636-8686. Man, I thought for sure I'd get right to Benny, but I'm having a tough time doing that because of Silk McKook.
Kook.
What do you got here, Adam? Let's go to Arkansas. Jake. Hey, Jake, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Great. Perfect.
So, some months back, my 12-year-old daughter, Rowan, and I, we had a fortune of hearing Silk Bra on the show. And she immediately turns to me and asks why this little kid is calling into my talk show. And I had to explain that that's sort of his shtick, and he's just trying to be funny. And, you know, so the rest of the night, I was treated to, hey, what's for dinner, bra? What's up, bra? Good night, bra. And we had a moment. So, Silk Bra was my champion, completely, 100%. Some years ago, I lived in Scottsdale, Arizona, and ran across Mike Tyson. This is right after he got busted for DUI. And he was sitting on a park bench, changing his hand, waiting for the bus. I ran up to him, was like, hey, man, is there anything I can do for you? And he just said, no, I'm doing okay. And so exchanged a couple pleasantries, and I was on my way. Long story short, Jim, I know what it looks and what it sounds like to be a fallen champion. And, Silk Bra is a fallen champion. That tweet the other week was his Buster Douglas. And everything I've heard since then has just been just reeks of Peter McNeely. I don't know, you know, maybe in another, like 20 years, we might, get some smack videos he's posting and be like, dang, you know, that old man still got it. But probably not. That's all I got, Jim. War you. War peace. War Silk Bra getting that face tat and completing this downward spiral. R.I.P., bra.
You know, Jake, I was going to say, I have no idea what the hell you just said at all. I didn't understand any part of that phone call until the very end when you got that plane down. What you're saying is he's a shot fighter, a former champion, a guy falling upon hard times. War Silk getting that face tat like Mike and completing the downward spiral, except for one thing. Have you seen Mike lately? I'm not one of those guys saying, damn, Mike looks amazing. Damn, Mike should fight. Mike should not fight. The last thing Mike should do right now is fight. Most of all, fight me. I don't want that. Mike looks great. For a guy in his 50s, Mike is leaned out. Mike can still hit. Mike still has power. Mike still has hand speed. You don't put a 50-something-year-old guy against a top heavyweight. That's not what I'm saying. Nor do I want to see Mike fight other aged-out heavyweights. I'm just saying, the guy looks really good. He's put in some time. He's put in some work. You can tell. So Mike's not a guy who's taking a knee, who's on a park bench or a bus bench. Mike looks good. Like I said, Silk has taken some. I'm fine with Silk's act. I'm fine that he showed up at the city council town hall meeting. I'm fine that he addressed the mayor looking like that and sounding like that. Because I'm fine with the message. What the guy says to me is fair. It's accurate. It's right. Fine. If you want to loosen things up and reopen the city, or the area or the region, that's fine, but let's do it responsibly. Let's do it with a plan. And if there are guidelines, let's be sure to enforce the guidelines. That's the guy's, in effect, his message. I've got no problem with that. I got you, Silk. Anybody else? Man, he and Richie, he and Dick, man, they hate that Lithuanian study, don't they? Like, don't bring that crap around here. What's that got to do with us here in HB?
Or am I Silk not could allowed not, to ask a question?
I'll bet you anything, Silk, as laid back as Silk is, I bet he was just puffing up on the way to that meeting. You just watch. You watch this fire I'm going to drop on that kook, the mayor. You wait till I hit her right between the eyes with, hey, don't you have anything west of the Mississippi? And just so you know, my wife is of Latvian descent, and her business is up 65% during the pandemic. Lithuania? What, is there no case study from Laos that you want to bring up? Silk. All right, so your thoughts, your reaction when we come back. I've got to get my player profile in. Benny in Wisco gets the smack-off treatment next. Bryant McFadden, top of the hour. Mo Williams after that. Alvy after that. Stay tuned. First up, a sports update. Here is the latest. Here is Rich
Allen. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Want to be prepared for Memorial Day? Pepto-Bismol has you covered. Try new Pepto-Bismol Chews. They're a great tasting way to get the same fast relief you know and love from Pepto-Bismol, so you can enjoy all that grilling worry-free, use as directed, keep out of the reach of children. As of today, we are 29 days out from the smack-off. I've cautioned before, days and shows are two different things. Factor in my long weekend, which is coming up, and then you have only 19 shows, including this one, between now and smack-off 26. 19 shows. 19. To which I say, hey, golden ticket class of 2020, wake the hell up. You think I'm playing? You think this is just something I say, just to say it? All right, check this. Yo, Drizzle in Wichita. Let me introduce you to the chopper. Now you're done, Drizzle. Nice knowing you, Driz. You're done, dude. I said at the beginning of the week that not doing anything could be grounds for the Blades. And brah, you haven't done anything since September of 2019. So now you're done. Thanks for coming. See you later. But probably not. Danica, he's lost his. He's done. He has not called since 2019. Nice knowing you. Danica, Sarah T, Chris in Toronto, let that be a warning. The whirly bird is hovering. Van Smack is the pilot. Let's freaking go. Now you're done. Now, while I wait on them, let me continue with my player profiles. Lef, Caleb, Rick, Mark in Hollywood, Jeff in Southfield, Jeff from Richmond have all got the treatment. Today, I'm heading back to my home, away from home, Wisconsin, for a deep dive on a three-time SmackOff participant, Benny in Wisco. You might be wondering why I'm bumping Rat with two T's. There's a reason. Nobody outside of Gaucho Bill and Rogan Loam have ever had a bigger fascination with the Rat family than Benny and Wisco. For months, Benny would call this show and sling cheese pun after cheese pun after cheese pun. And then finally, one day back in 2017, I gave him a rodent ticket for it.
I'll even come after current staffers like Dave Breland or Adam Oaxaca. It doesn't matter, Jim. I am ready to crumble. I will sink my incisors into Ia Frady until he becomes I Have Rabies. Let me know if I got that rodent ticket, and let me know when I can start growing that sweet, sweet smack-off rat tail out the back of my head. I'll take your thoughts off Gruyere, bud. Rat me.
Clearly, Benny was clever. I spotted that early on. I just wondered if he had another gear. And I was willing to spend a golden ticket to find out. Turns out he did, because his smack-off debut in 2017 was a top 10 effort, which is not bad at all, considering I had no idea what to expect from a guy who, up until that point, was the audio version of Denlesks in an email. But then Benny went from goofy to vicious. 2018 was his finest year in the jungle. Just ask the Canadians, Matt and Tyler, who got carved up heading into Smackoff 24.
Your grill looks like your parents flipped a coin when you were a baby. Heads was to give you a pacifier, and tails was to take turns firing slap shots at your gums. And tails never failed. Guys, when you're on hold and Hawk tells you to make sure your Bluetooth is disconnected, is your first instinct to reach for your mouth? Now, Matt and Van went on record and told all 17 listeners of his podcast that he had me slotted as this year's sophomore slump for the Smackoff. You could double where I finished last year, and you'd still be looking up at me. And I'll bet you 5,000 pine cones that you'll be looking up at me again. Slump these, Maddie. And finally, Tyler, can you please make an attempt to pronounce the letter D when you try to say Edmonton? It's not pronounced Edmonton. Nobody knows where the hell Edmonton is. The only explanation can be that your little speech quirk translates to your personal life, where you're not very good at putting the D into anything.
That call was a sign of things to come. The gloves were off. Benny was throwing haymakers. He'd fully evolved from a goofball to a heavyweight. And then his 2018 Smackoff call proved just that.
Hey, Jeff Passan, thanks for participating today. Your call was the Brandy Chastain plaque of Smackoff calls, all distorted, poorly crafted, and in dire need of being melted down and reconstructed. Vic, you're the Ian Poulter of the Smackoff every year, buddy. You're always in the lead after Thursday, but once the weekend hits, your score takes a sailor dive into a pile of rocks. Rome, when did you and the selection committee expand the Smackoff to a field of 68-year-olds? As Mike and Indy would probably say, it's still called the Smackoff, not the Gandalf.
The call vaulted Benny into the top five, and when you consider who he finished in front of and who he was just looking up at, it was one of the quickest maturations and learning curves of a caller in recent Jungle history. He was a factor. So everything was set up for Benny to make a run at the title last year in 2019. We've been over this before. I don't need to go into grave detail about why he failed to do so. Just know this. My man was rolling. He was on fire. He was pacing the field. Then he took the needle off the record and went into a character and tried to stick the landing, but didn't. Tactical error. But credit for trying. Then again, seventh place. For trying. That's fine. You live, you learn. If there's anything I've learned about Benny, it's that he is one of the more clever callers on the program. He's not going to make the same mistake twice. More Benny and less of anyone else on Benny and Wisco's call is a winning formula. Trust me, I have the tapes.
Benny and Swisco, from Molden Ticket to 5K and Cheddar. Take that for Rata, bitches.
Is there anything worse than Vic and NoCal calling every day this week? Would it hurt to tell your boss to hold off on running the Blizzard blender machine until after your call's over with?
I also caught Reggie's call yesterday. Reggie, my man, before you call next time, please check in with Dr. Dave in Chicago and have him give you some pointers on how to deliver a phone call.
What do Miami Hampers and fake gangster callers from Indy have in common?
War Jeff in Richmond. Pulling up to Pottery Barn for a massage because his dyslexic ass accidentally Googled rug and tub. Was that Dan in Denver that called earlier, or was it a single-engine aircraft frantically changing speed and elevation? Tyran Matthew, Rome, more like honey bad hair, though, Rome. Honey bad hair. Dan, do the clones a favor and crash that crap duster into the face of a mountain already.
I didn't think that I had put on any COVID weight, but when I walked into the house the other day, my wife asked me if I got a job at a microbrewery.
That apology by Urban Meyer was about as heartfelt, polished, and believable as a Jeff Passan Smackoff call. If I'm going to pay $100 to watch Phil Mickelson play golf on pay-per-view, he damn well better be topless.
Brad, a little after-party advice for you tonight. Bottomless mimosas is a drink promotion, not a dress code. Have fun at Hennessy's chugging beer out of Luis and Palmdale's prosthetic leg. Hey, Shawnee, here's a timeline we can all agree on. You should have stayed gone longer.
Or Scott Service telling his buddy to go pull the tape after an honest day's work.
Caleb, he keeps a 64-ounce jar of strawberry preserves in his glove box that he calls traffic jam for when he's on the road and needs a snack.
If you're one of the class of 2020 golden ticket recipients, listen up. Don't call in. You guys are terrible.
Mice up, son. Mice up.
I'm telling you, this dude, Benny has lines. Lots of lines. Benny can win this thing. So Benny and Wisco entering his fourth Smack Off 29 days from now. If he can put it all together when it matters most, then he might beat Caleb to the punch of bringing home championship hardware back to Titletown. What if those two ran 1-2? What if you had two guys from Wisco in the top three? Who do you have, Benny or Caleb? So Benny and Wisco, somebody to watch. He was looking really, really good last year until he made, quote, a tactical error. When we come back, Bryant McFadden, Mo Williams, back-to-back, hour three, straight ahead. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. I am off tomorrow. Bill Ryder is in studio for me. Same with Monday, so I'd love to hear from you next hour. Stay with it.